And a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's on quick on the upbeat today.
New month too, to love and to hold. As we arrive on the first day of the 10th month of 2025. Hello, October. 274 in, 91 left to go, and even 30 days until Halloween, 34 until daylight saving time. And today is a whole lot of days. Today, Yom Kippur.
Jewish Day of Atonement.
There you go.
Very holy.
World Vegetarian Day.
That, I don't think that comes with brisket.
National Homemade Cookies Day.
Oh.
There's the National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Ugh. Yeah, it's not even, yeah.
I don't drink pumpkin spice, but I'm wearing a white shirt today, and I have a massive coffee stain.
Oh, no, we're having coffee issues today. I went to make coffee this morning. I was completely out. I forgot to buy coffee. I'm lucky to be alive. And don't even get me started with what's going on downstairs. There's a situation.
I think I may be lucky to be alive.
I'm here to help.
It is National Hair Day.
Hey.
National Black Dog Day.
I love dogs in any flavor or color.
CD Player Day. International Raccoon Appreciation Day.
Or any day that ends in Y for our own JV.
National Marinara Sauce Day. And World Sake Day.
I love some sake.
You okay?
Yeah, I do. I love sake.
On this date in history, things happened. 1890, Yosemite National Park was established. And now nobody's working it currently because of the government shutdown.
Dang it!
I know, yeah, but it's so peaceful out there.
I mean,
on this date in 1903, the first ever World Series was played between Pittsburgh and Boston. It was a humdinger. On this date, 1908, Henry Ford introduces the first mass-produced Model T automobile. Each one of them cost $825.
I'll take two.
On this date, 1950, well, big spender, easy. 1955, The Honeymooners premieres on CBS.
Aww,
basically giving us modern television.
I was going to say.
1957, first appearance of In God We Trust appeared on U.S. paper currency.
Can I get an amen?
It was the $1 bill. I'll take two. On this date, 1958, American Express launched the travel and entertainment charge card. They were paper until 59 when plastic cards were issued.
Yeah, I think it was. Remember, it's not a credit card, it's a charge card.
Right. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 1958, NASA was created to replace NACA. I don't know what NACA
is. I don't know. Now we have Space Force and they have their own jingle.
It was on this date in 1962, Johnny Carson debuts as the regular host of The Tonight Show.
And there will never, ever be anyone who remotely comes close. I do love David Letterman, but still.
On this date in 69, a big day for music. Loretta Lynn records Coal Miner's Daughter. And also on that same date, the Beatles release Abbey Road. On this date in 71, Disney World opens. 11 years later, Epcot would open. In between, Muhammad Ali, TKO's Joe Frazier. 75, it was 1982. The first ever compact disc player was launched by Sony.
Did everything ever happen on this day?
I think they all waited for a big old launch. Cartoon Network began broadcasting in 92.
My.
It was on this date in 2007. Keith Urban was okay after he was involved in a motorcycle accident. The paparazzi was chasing him there, and he kind of skidded off.
Oof.
I talked to him like 3 weeks after that happened. So, and now look what happened.
I know. Was his hair okay?
He looked stunning.
Okay.
2013, U.S. federal government shuts down. Well, that sounds familiar. And unfortunate note on this date, 2017, that's when the shooting occurred there at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. Jason Aldean performing. We got birthdays. Not many, though, for October 1st. She is Captain Marvel, 36. I wonder if she was included in all the big generals that met yesterday. Captain Marvel?
I don't know.
They all,
I mean, she's fit, so she has no reason not to be there.
Cover
nothing
them
to fear.
That up on the way, not necessarily the news. Brie Larson is 36 today. Zach Galifianakis is 55. Mark McGuire is 62.
He plays the baseball.
Yeah. Cheated. Whatever. Randy Quaid is 75 today. And Julie Andrews is 90.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Well, you just spin around and around and around in a field for a while and just
long, long, long,
how long?
Long time.
I wanted to play it to the end.